two basic ways to apply, right? So there are those universities and colleges where when you apply for admission, they will review you at the same time for scholarships.
Okay.
So that's a good question to ask those admission offices too, is how do your scholarship applications work? There are other universities where you would have to apply separately for admission and for scholarships to those particular schools. So really it's a great place to start with the admission office and financial aid office to figure out how those procedures work so that you can strategize how best to apply for those things.
Very cool. Yeah. And, you know, this is probably doesn't need to be said. I never went to college. So how do you schedule a college visit? See, this is stuff that I really don't know.
That's a great question. So the best place to start, once again, is with the admission office, right? So
okay, yeah.
Typically, the admission office will be the one that will schedule visits to campus. And more often than not, they will have a place on the website where you can sign up virtually to attend on a particular day and time. If you can't find those links or the web pages may be a little bit confusing sometimes, once again, reach out to the admission office and ask them, how do I sign up for a visit? Because they're going to typically be the ones that will know.
All right. Yeah. And what questions should you ask if you take a tour? What are the most common questions that would pop up, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah. So there are lots of things to consider and really take some time to reflect what, once again, is important to you and have a list that you've prepared before you go. But there are also things that you will think about when you first get there as well. So things that you might not have considered. So be open to that experience and really kind of listening to yourself. Now, questions to prepare ahead of time are things like, well, what is the acclimation process going to be like for me as a first-year student? How is the school? What type of resources do they have that will help support me in my transition from a high school student to a college student? Because statistically, that's going to be your most challenging time when you first start, right? Is your first semester of college. It's the first time that most students will have lived away from home and have to take on a lot of responsibilities on their own as well. So what type of resources and support services exist for helping me become that college student, right? And then asking your tour guides, what are some things that you did that helped you feel comfortable to be in this new environment? Ask them about the relationships between the faculty and the students, right? Is it a situation where you're going to be in a class of 1,000 students where you may not have a close relationship with your professor? Or is it going to be a much smaller experience where you get to know your faculty by their first name? So a lot of these things can help to shape your perspectives of the university experience and really tell you what type of environment that you're going to be getting into as a student yourself.
Wow, that's very poignant. Yeah, so that is a lot of great information. University of Minnesota Morris Director of Admission, Harry Herbert, thank you so much for coming in and giving us all these insights on college life. And Sue, before we get out of here, you had a couple things that you would like to bring up as well?
Yep, well, just to piggyback on what Harry was saying, the University of Minnesota Morris, even if you're not thinking you want to attend here, come to one of the admissions days, visit the campus, make that your trial run for other college visits.